Westlock. A self-admitted meth addict who used a fake name to scam a local business out of $2,000 plus of product, faces a month of jail time, probation and a restitution order. Appearing in Westlock Provincial Court via CCTV from the Fort Saskatchewan Correctional Center, Luke John Fitzowich, 31, pleaded guilty to fraud under $5,000, while counts of identity fraud and failing to comply with release order conditions were withdrawn by Crown Prosecutor Brett Grierson. Judge Joanne Hudes agreed with defense lawyer Cody Ackland, who had asked that Fitzowich serve 30 days in jail, consecutive to his current time, followed by a year of probation and a restitution order for $2,497.52 to Candesto Enterprises. Grierson, who called Fitzowich's criminal record very significant, had asked for a 60-day concurrent sentence as the case wasn't clear-cut. When I look at the record, I see that he's been sentenced to 90 days, 60 days, 54 days, so 60 days is fairly consistent to what he's received in the past, said Judge Hudes. But the fact that he served time already on similar charges, and if he had faced them all together, there would have been a global resolution, I think 30 days custody consecutive would be preferable to 60 days concurrent. Ackland told court that Fitzowich, who's been behind bars since December 2021, grew up in the Leduc area and worked in the oil patch initially, but lost his job in 2013-2014, and fell in with a rough crowd, and ended up with a methamphetamine addiction which continues to haunt him to this day. Mr. Fitzowich has been quite forthcoming about his remorse and his sense of responsibility, said Ackland. Judge Hudes said she sympathized with Fitzowich and hoped he will seek treatment. Fitzowich has been given until November 2023 to pay the restitution order. You have a very lengthy record, very consistent, and you need to seek help, said the judge, who waived the victim fine surcharge. Court heard that at 8:33 a.m. on December 6, 2021, Fitzowich entered the UFA store in Westlock and told them he was Corey Hill, and worked for Candesto Enterprises from Calgary. Fitzowich went on to ring up $2,497.52 in purchases. Following, a local staffer was alerted by Candesto that someone had been using the name to make purchases from across the province. George Blaise, TownandCountryToday.com.